Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved. It's August 11, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's December 24, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, here's a rather difficult question. It weighs on our minds heavily. What do you think of the commercialization of Christmas, of all the expensive gift buying, and the sex-oriented ads to sell products? The only good thing about the holiday season is that it does increase the people's giving to the poor a little. Do you agree?
I agree, Alora. About the only thing good about the holiday season is that there is a little increase in giving to the poor. That is about the only thing good about it. It absolutely disgusts me the way people go out and buy expensive equipment and expensive jewelry and expensive coat and all this stuff, and there are people down the street from them starving to death because they can't afford enough to eat and to pay their rent at the same time. It is a terrible, terrible world when people allow these things. I'm not saying that it isn't okay for people to have nice things, but when people let material things have too much importance, when having an expensive car is too important to them so they can show off to their neighbors, and one of their nephews can't have an operation, that is something terribly, terribly wrong. Somebody said, I'm not my brother's keeper, but I got news for them. They are. When people are greedy and lustful and all they care about is material things, that's all they ever get is material things. When they get into the afterlife, they find they have nothing at all, not even eternal life. Exchange of small gifts is appropriate, but it has gotten far, far out of hand.
I most certainly agree with you there, Nazarene, and I'm sure most of our listeners will too. Good deeds are better than all the expensive gifts in the world, especially when you get to heaven.
The only problem is, Alora, you and Demetrius aren't going to heaven, and that's what really bugs me. You do so much for us, you do so much for the kingdom of God. Oh well, we won't get into that again.
We'll be back after the break.
God may be reached at
Here's Jesus 777 at yahoo.com.
We're back. Alora's trying to get the word out about Here's Jesus again, so I'm going to take this next question. I'm often asked this because people think it's rather humorous, and I don't understand why. They say, was your first bed really a manger in a stable? Wasn't that a very bad place to be born? Well, the answer is yes. And it was actually a very good place to be born under the circumstances. You must understand that the inn where my father wanted to take my mother was full. There was no place for her to stay. Can you imagine her having a baby in a room full of women and men and no privacy and no comfort? The stable was the cleanest and the best area for her to give birth. And the innkeeper's wife came out and helped her. It was a very easy and nice delivery, where if she had been in the crowded inn, she would have been far more uncomfortable and probably a great deal embarrassed. But out there in the stable, in the peace and quiet, with the animals around, she was perfectly comfortable and had a very easy birth. No, the stable was not a bad place to be born at all. It was a very good place to be born. And the cattle came over and sniffed of me and nibbled some of the hay out of the manger and looked at me and wondered at me. And it was a very fine place to be. It was comfortable. It was warm. It was clean. And it was very good. God performed his wonders sometimes in very, very strange ways. But his wonders always get done. Joseph had to take Mary with him to Bethlehem to register. That was the law. The people had to go to their particular clan affiliation and register. You couldn't just register where you lived. You had to register where your clan was. So she had to go with him, and she had to give birth, and that was a good place to give birth.
We'll be back again.